You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And I am very, very pleased this evening to have with me in the studio a gentleman that was instrumental in the beginnings of a brand new show on WCRI, which started after he and I got together and did a show on Conducting Conversations. That man's name is Dr. Mark Malkovich. And welcome, Mark. Great to have you with me again.
Thank you, buddy. And it was due to you. You made me look good, so they offered me my own show. And I'm happy to say it follows yours.
That's right. Dr. Malkovich's show follows Conducting Conversations at the 8 o'clock hour. We're on from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock here. And for those of you that are possibly listening after the fact, because our show is available on demand at classical959.com, so you can listen anytime. So if you're one of those people, welcome to you also, even though it might not be Sunday evening when you're listening. But tonight's show is to celebrate the Newport Music Festival. And that's really the fame or claim to fame of Mark Malkovich, because he has been so involved in this wonderful event for so many years. We'll find out a little bit more about that. But just to go back to what I mentioned earlier, I guess it was almost a year and a half ago when we first got together on Conducting Conversations. We had a great time. And then we talked about Mark's good friend, Victor Borger,
Yes. Which
we'll get to talk about some more about that in a few moments. And that led to his own show. So this is show number 99 for me, week number 99.
Isn't that something?
So it's been a great run, continues to be, and hopefully we'll have lots more to come. But now let's get to the subject at hand. First of all, great to see you, and how are you doing?
Oh, thank you, Michael. I'm getting to be an old man, but other than that, everything's fine. Music keeps you young. There's no question about it. Yeah, and we've got such great things this year. I know I keep saying that. My wife says, don't use those superlatives all the time, but I can't help but it. We're going to talk about a young artist, Alexander Romanovsky. Absolutely beautiful young pianist. One of the Italian reviewers said, he sounds like Horowitz, perhaps even a bit better.
Wow.
Imagine. he was born in Russia, but left about 3-4 years ago with his parents and his sister, and they moved to Italy, where he could study with a pupil of the great Regina Horowitz, who was Vladimir Horowitz's sister and a wonderful teacher at the in Russia. And he made a disc of the Bach Goldberg Variations. It was so outstanding that the University of Bologna unprecedentedly gave him an honorary doctorate. Hmm. He was, I think, 17. Only two,
at 17, yeah, they gave him an honorary doctorate.
Only two, get this, Mike, only two artists two composers previously had won that prestigious award. Only two of them at that age. One was Rossini and the other was Mozart.
Well, that's pretty good company.
Not bad at all.
Pretty good company.
Yeah, he's a great young man. He's going to be doing Schumann Symphonic Etudes. He's really, I was brought to my attention, and I just thought we have to have him. And of course, the programs were done at that point. This was only a couple months ago. So we added a 4 o'clock concert at Bellemare, which is that beautiful hall on Goat Island.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave that to us. It's a 4 o'clock concert with the ocean right next door.
Sure.
And then at 6 o'clock, we'll have a reception. It's going to be a gala concert, a fundraiser, too, for the festival. The tickets are $100, but I urge everyone who's listening to this to come to this, because not only will it help the festival, but someday you will say, I was there. This is
right.
a great...
One of those moments.
Yeah.
And all of this that we're talking about is for the Newport Music Festival, which is going to be July 10th through the 26th. And that concert you're talking about...
It's on Wednesday, July 22nd.
Okay.
4 o'clock.
Towards the end of the
event.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So well, let's get to that piece right now, and then we'll come back and talk some more about the festival. Just clarify what we just listened to.
Well, it's the finale, the Allegro movement from the famous Schumann Symphonic Etudes Opus 13, which he will be performing.
Excellent. And now you have lots of artists coming for this event. I mean, how many people would you say altogether?
Yeah, it's 17 days, almost 60 concerts, and something like nearly 50 artists from around the world. Russian pianists and French pianists and Australian guitarist, and that's the one I want to introduce now.
Okay.
His name is Rupert Boyd, B-O-Y-D. He's from Australia, got his degree there, and then went to New York to the Manish School and got his master's, and now is getting a doctorate in artist diploma at Yale University. Somebody sent me his recording. I was just blown away. He's going to play several times, but of course the big one will be on the 24th, where he does Piazzolla and Granados. Let's listen to a little bit of the Granados Vals Poeticos. I love that piece. It was one of the first Granados I studied myself. These are the first three movements, and very beautiful ones there. The introduction, Melodico, and the Valse Noble. Rupert Boyd doing Granados Valse Poeticos. Thank you.
Now, we should tell everyone at home that this is the 41st season, and this year it's a very special one because it's celebrating the centennial of Victor Borger, a friend of yours and well-known throughout the world. Tell us what inspired you to make that particular celebration in his honor.
Well, this was a great, great friend. We've known each other for decades. And, you know, he died just before his 92nd birthday. I was to have gone with him to Denmark. He was appearing there, and I got the flu, so I couldn't go with him. And he came back just the end of December in 2000, and he unpacked his bag. He retrimmed the Christmas tree, though he was a Jewish man. His family were Christian. He loved everything. He was so ecumenical. He did that, and he was fastidious too. He opened up a letter from the Queen, and he went to bed and never woke up.
Wow!
So I delivered his eulogy, and he was just a very dear friend.
Yeah,
he was so funny. He had a wonderful routine. I've known him so long that I would remind him of things that he had forgotten that he said decades before. And then, of course, his great was his great, great ad lib character.
Sure.
I remember once he was sitting next to me and the McDermott Trio were playing. A beautiful pianist, violinist, and cellist, the three sisters. And he said, "Oh, Mark, they're wonderful. They play as one." I said, "Victor, that's true. But it's a sad story because the girls lost their mother when they were young teenagers, and consequently, they bonded. They really did."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "You know, Victor, sometimes the compensation of an adversity is better than the original outcome." I said, "It's like me. I've gotten so heavy. That's why I'm so sweet." And he quickly said, "Well, you're not that heavy." great sense of humor.
A
so
great
this
sense
does
of humor, right.
Honor what would have been his 100th birthday.
All right.
Back in July. And we're having a special program for him. And also, we will be playing, and one is a world premiere. His assistant for 25 years, Jim Colias, sent me music that was in the file, music that Victor wrote.
Hmm.
And some under his original name before he came to America, which was Borger Rosenbaum. And he took Victor from his piano teacher, Victor Schuller, and used his first name as his last name. So Borger Rosenbaum became the famous Victor Borger.
Well, there you go. There's another little insight of the 10 billion that you have in that head of yours. And that's amazing. An amazing story and a wonderful man and a great opportunity to celebrate what would have been his 100th birthday. For those of you that would like more information about the festival itself, certainly you can go online to www.newportmusic.org, newportmusic.org, or call the phone number at 401-849-0700. And as always, if you have any other questions or things you'd like to ask me directly, you can do so by emailing us here at the station at wcri@classical959.com. And now let's get back to the music, and we have a trio to talk about.
Yes,
correct?
Because there was a program at the Danish embassy that I was invited to in honor of Victor, and his family was there, and I gave us talk, and you know, has five beautiful kids. They call me Uncle Mark. I adore them. Anyway, the pianist was a young Danish man named Jens Elvekjær. Elvekjær. And I was so taken with him, and it is also as a tribute to Victor, I hired him. But he also works with a trio. His wife, who is Korean, Soo Young Hong, the violinist, and her sister, Soo Kyung Hong.
Hmm.
And they call themselves the Trio con Brio Copenhagen. So we're going to hear now a very lively piece. It's the Haydn Trio, the so-called Gypsy Trio, and the last Prestissimo movement. And, oh, it's just simply beautiful. They play with such elan and such joy. That's the essence of music, I think, is joy. You have to have, and as an artist, you have to have that. Even if it's sad music, then it still has to be maybe hopeful.
Sure, and but, sharing.
Yes, and the great artists have that inner joy, like, look mm-hmm. what I've found. It's like a child finding, mm-hmm. you know, a rhinestone thinking it's a diamond and running, say, look
what
I found.
And can't wait to share it.
Ooh, I can't wait to share it. Right. That's the great artist.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, we'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of Dr. Mark Malkovich and the Newport Music Festival. People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations and having a great evening listening to some of the world's finest music brought to us by the Newport Music Festival, which will be July 10th through the 26th. And we're talking with Dr. Mark Malkovich, one of our favorites here at WCRI. And Mark, you know, there's been a lot of years of putting on the Newport Music Festival, and I'm presuming, like any arts organization in today's economy, times are just a little bit tough. Is that true for the festival?
Oh, unfortunately, Mike, it really is. This will be our 41st season. And you know, you never thought of having to skimp or anything, but we lost our major sponsor. Last year, we had our first deficit, $120-some thousand, which wow. for us was very big. But we wrote a wonderful letter. My son has taken over, Mark Jr., as the general director. I'll still continue as the artistic director. But we wrote this appeal letter. The money poured in. It was over $300,000. Not only covered the deficit, but we were well on our way for this season. With beautiful letters saying this must continue. Mm-hmm. But then, several months later, we lost our major sponsor, Yamaha. I can't fault them because they have their problems, too. Nobody's buying pianos. And we're just grateful for the 25 years they were with us and really put maybe $2 million into the economy and with the festival. They gave us always a cash gift. They gave us beautiful pianos. They paid for all the tuning, even Japanese tuners. They paid for the moving. Mm. And this year they will give us the pianos, but we have to do the tuning and the moving ourselves. So this is a big dent. So I do appeal to people who love the festival and who love good music and classical music to certainly do what you can to help us out.
Right, and once again, if you'd like more information about that, I'm sure it's available on the website at newportmusic.org. And if you're so inspired to go there at the end of this show, or actually wait an hour because you want to listen to the My Music Show after this one, and then go and take care of that business. We can go back to the music now and talk about, you know, some of the people that have been coming to this festival. Some of them have been coming quite a while, correct?
Well, Michael, it's fantastic. Eric Rusk has been with us now. He has become this year the senior artist. It's 20 seasons he has been with us.
Wow.
He's the great French horn player, a world renowned. He teaches at in Boston, and he is just such a joyful person. He's married to the beautiful violinist Jennifer Frouchy. They had a little baby girl just recently, Sienna, and which I wrote him the story that when in my Catholic background, the great Saint Catherine of Siena was one of the great ones, and she read that God said he gives the biggest problems to those he loves the most. And very simply, she said, I wish he hadn't loved me so much. So that was in honor of their daughter, Sienna.
Okay.
He's fantastic. And he plays often with Petya Muzizovic. Petya's from Bosnia. And a hoot. He is so full of joy and so full of life. And the two of them together are absolutely magic. So we're going to hear them now do the Vittorio Monte, the Sardas, which is a Hungarian dance, followed by a 17th century Morin Marais, and that is a beautiful piece to Le Basque, the Basque. Thank you.
Beautiful music, and one of the things that always impresses me about Dr. Malkovich is not only can he tell you these stories and remember everyone's child and when they were born and dates and things like that, but you remember how to pronounce all their names, and none of them are called Smith or Jones.
I remember once a wonderful English lady said, "Oh, Dr. Malkovich, why do you always have these people with such funny long last names?" And I said, "Perhaps because I have a long, funny last name." Oh, yes.
Well, let's see. We can continue now with music and another senior artist, as I understand, that we're going to listen to next.
Yes, and that is one of my dearest and oldest friends, Agustin Anyevas. I knew him, well, over 50 years ago. We just celebrated, Joan and I, our 50th anniversary, and so I know it was just about that time. Then he moved to Belgium. Great pianist. He had won the big Dimitri Mitropoulos competition, recorded for EMI. Great Rachmaninoff player, Chopin, Liszt, and he moved to Brussels, and then I was in the chemical business, Mike, and we moved to Brussels. So we cemented our friendship even more there, had children born about the same time, and then when I came and did he was one of the first I ever invited. Mm-hmm. He played for me in, I guess I was a budding impresario even in Belgium, because we gave a musical soiree at our home, and Gus was there, and he played, and all the neighbors came, and I even had a printed program, and oh, it was a great, great time. Gus will be back, as he had for so many years. We're going to hear him do. He, of course, is a great Rachmaninoff player, and he's going to do the big Rachmaninoff prelude, the B-flat major, which is a stupendous piece, and he does it to perfection. Gus Anyevas, Rachmaninoff Prelude.
Thank you. People at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations and having just a wonderful evening, listening to beautiful music, but also reminiscing a little bit and talking about the upcoming performance of the Newport Music Festival, or performances of the Newport Music Festival, which will be running July 10th through the 26th. And if you'd like information about the festival, you can call 401-849-0700 or go online at newportmusic.org and get all the information and have all your questions answered. And this is a rather unique situation this evening as we have Dr. Mark Malkovich with us. And this is the first time we've ever done quote-unquote back-to-back shows. In other words, we'll go from conducting conversations and listening to the wonderful stories of Mark and right into his own show, which follows this, My Music, coming up in the next hour. So right now, we just have one more piece to talk about. And I just want to thank you for being a part of the WCRI family and being here with us on Conducting Conversations, an opportunity I've been looking forward to for a while. Thanks for coming back in again, Mark.
Thank you. And your 99th broadcast, I think, is terrific. It's a great honor to be with you. It's so easy to work with you, Michael. Well, I mean, you're a gem. You are a gem. You're well, a Rhode Island treasure.
What a deal. Not as much as you are.
Nah,
but
not at all.
We'll get to who's the bigger treasure someday. But thank you for being with us. And
I've got a bigger belly than you, that's okay. For sure. But we want to now talk about an old, dear, beautiful pianist, Jean-Philippe Collard. Jean-Philippe is the leading French pianist. He's now a member of the Legion of Honor, if you can believe it, in France. He made his debut with us at a very early age, back in 1979. Imagine. So we've been friends
30 years.
Yeah. He has five children. The three boys all have worked. I remember when they would hear Papa when they were 5 years old, one little Sebastian was just lying on the floor in front of the piano. But they've all been to the festival and worked on our production crew, Sebastian to Matei and Jeremy. And Jeremy, again, this year will be with us. So this is really our French family, and I hope that we're the American family to the Collard family. It's interesting, in this foray, Collard was a great friend of Horowitz. As a matter of fact, he was the only one invited by Vonda Horowitz, his wife, to attend the burial at the cemetery in Italy. And he wasn't a student of Horowitz, quite the contrary. Horowitz looked up to him about French music, and especially about Fauré. So, you know, here he was playing, or in effect, coaching the great Horowitz in his specialty, which was music of Fauré. Jean-Philippe is really an extraordinary artist and an extraordinary friend, as I said. He has everything. He has the technique. He has the passion. Elegant player. He's been with us so many years. The first 10 years, he reminded me recently. He said, "You always just gave me $3,000 for those 10 years." But then after that too, that was to 89, but since then he's been back many times. So we're so happy to have him. He's going to be playing on Sunday, July 11th, a beautiful program of the Fauré Ballade, and then the Debussy Preludes, Book 1, and then the big mammoth Mussorgsky's Pictures at an exhibition. He's a Frenchman who plays Russian music. That's rather unusual. And his specialty is Rachmaninoff and Mussorgsky and Scriabin. He's recorded for EMI, and really beautiful man, beautiful friend, and exquisite pianist. We'll close this nice program, Michael, and I so appreciate your inviting me back, because you were the one who started me on my own radio program, no question about it.
And very successful it is. We're glad to have you with us.
Thank you. I know that last year there were 52 concerts, and now we're into, so I'm up there myself, I think 80-some, but it's all due to you. But let's fade out and hear the Foray Ballade. We won't hear it all, but you can hear it all on Sunday, July 11th at the Breakers. Thank you again, Michael.
And thank you, and best of luck to the Newport Music Festival. Remember, if you care to make a contribution and keep the beautiful music flowing, do that by visiting newportmusic.org, and we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun.
Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.